More than 11,000 first and second generation immigrants live in the city of Green Bay. Phil Hawk led a survey of 20 service providers like churches and the League of Women Voters. He found two key areas the community needs to work on.
Number one, from a language standpoint, they have to learn English as fast as they possibly can. That's what Literacy Green Bay is all about. Secondly, they have to figure out how to navigate our culture and our civilization, to just figure out where things are, to understand the complexities of what the laws are, working habits and requirements of businesses, just how you get around the community.
The immigration study was sponsored by the Bay Area Community Council. Judy Nagel is a board member and says the issues facing immigrants are nothing new.
If you look back at the history of this community, at one point, there were three different languages taught in the schools when we had Germans, Italians, Belgians coming into this community. So what we're seeing today is no different than what we saw 100 years ago or longer. And the people that we have in this community today, their ancestors went through exactly the same experiences that we're seeing the Hmong and the Hispanics go through today.
The survey showed that legal immigrants contribute about the same in taxes as they consume in services, which mostly comes from having kids in the public school system. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.